Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. We're having some technical difficulties. I don't know why the minister is being interrupted like that. I don't know what it is, but I don't like it. So inshallah, I'm hoping you all can hear me. I see a caller. I'm going to bring this caller on because I'm not sure if you all can hear me. Caller with the last four digits, 1704. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Carlton. How are you today?
Wa alaikum salam. And I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Sister Sherlette Muhammad from Mosque No. 91 in Toledo, Ohio.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Sherlette.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. I just have one question. Do you have the exact dates in July for Founders Day?
Yes, ma'am. I have to look on Dr. Ridgely's, on the Muhammad Farms website. If I go to MuhammadFarms.com, and whenever you want to find out anything about the Ministry of Agriculture, or in particular Muhammad Farms, it's on MuhammadFarms.com. And so he should have the dates there. And let's see. He's
okay,
gonna be on. He doesn't have it right in the front, but if you do a search on Founders Day, you'll find it's a page on Founders Day. But
yes,
sir. Are you planning to attend Founders Day this year?
Inshallah. I like to share this. I serve as the student secretary for the mosque, and so I would like to share this information with the believers, so that they are aware if they like to plan a trip there. I myself would definitely like to go with my family, inshallah.
Praise be to Allah. You're a regular listener to our show?
Yes, sir, I am. I keep quiet.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any comments or any questions you want to raise about separation or communities at this time?
I'm just very grateful for the information. I have my mother-in-law is relocating here to Toledo, Ohio. She's originally from Winona, Mississippi. And I had given her some thought as to, you know, what it would be like to kind of be closer to her, but she's decided to move closer to us. So now I like to kind of focus on what to do to build more of a community for her, as well as with her sisters, who are also reside in Toledo, Ohio as well. So just give us some thoughts about that, and a lot of the information that's being shared weekly through your broadcast is very helpful.
Praise be to Allah. Well, sister, we appreciate you calling in, and if you can't find that information, it's also on Dr. Ridge's Facebook page, and I'm going to ask him to share that those dates with us when he comes on. Thank you very much for calling, sister.
Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, ma'am. Well, welcome to our listeners to our Blog Talk Radio Show, the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the show where we discuss and make real and try to make real plans about building our own communities. You know, brothers and sisters, as we, most of us who are listening to this show are Muslims or are very familiar with the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we know that separation is such a vital part of our belief, you know, as we're taught that God doesn't have the children of his children. He didn't have his chosen people integrate with the enemy. He always has them separate so he can deal with them the way he wants to. If they do good by us, they have a chance. But if they don't do good by us, then they have the wrath of God. And if we don't separate, we don't have our own communities, we don't have a safe, clear mark of demarcation between us and the enemies of God, well, we're going to be caught in that gray area, and we may make it or we may not make it. So I want to thank you again for tuning in to this show. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us one of the best arguments, you know, gave us the best conversation. And so as Muslims, we can go amongst our people and we can engage in conversations. And for people who are sincere or even people who are not sincere about getting knowledge, then we have a unique position based on our faith and what we're taught to bring light to these conversations, to bring a knowledge that doesn't come from anywhere else except through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Today on my job, I was blessed to have that experience. I do home repair, so I'm in and out of people's homes on a regular basis. And I love where I live. Black. When I was in Oakland, California, it was mostly white folks. I get some brothers, you know, and sisters every now and then, but a lot of the times, them brothers and sisters, they, you know, weren't necessarily trying to be black. I'm not saying that everybody was like that, but not like it is in South Georgia. I get a lot of black people, and it's really refreshing. But anyway, we get in conversations, and so we talk about the news, and then inevitably we talk about the way things are, the state of our children, the state of our security, the state of our economics. And once again, we have the best argument. We have the best knowledge to talk about that because Allah has blessed us through the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to be able to have the root knowledge of why things are they are. And so I had this one customer who was from Detroit, and she moved here. Her husband retired here, and she's a salesperson. And we were talking about the state of our people and how they got to be, in particular the youth and the feminization. Man, her perspective was very unusual. She works in a clothing store owned by Arabs, and she works in the men's department. And she was explaining to me how she has to make sales. And so one of the things she has to do is compliment brothers on their clothing that they wear. And she says almost all of them wear clothes that are very feminine. And they get in the mirror, and they do their thing, their little twists and stuff, and she says it disgusts her, but she has to close the sale. So she can't say, look, Mom, you get these real men's clothes, but she has to tell them how good they look. And so, you know, that's the kind of thing that we have to do to be accepted in our enemy's environment. And once we're in our environment, we control all of that. So it's inevitable that we have to do that. And I see that our brother, Dr. Richley Mumin is on. So I'm going to stop talking and bring him on. As-salamu alaykum, Dr. Richley.
Wa alaykum salam. Can you hear the noise? I'm driving.
You're clear.
Oh, okay, good. Praise be to Allah. Yeah, I got in right when the caller was going off and you were saying that you was going to ask me something. So what was it you were going to ask me?
Oh, the dates. The dates for Founders Day.
Oh, July 5th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 5th, 6th, and 7th are the dates for Founders Day this year.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. Any highlights you want to share with us that people can look forward to, Dr. Richley? Since we had one caller who called specifically because she wants to go to Founders Day.
Well, of course, the my highlight is to see them out there sweat. That's my highlight on Saturday. either fighting weeds or picking watermelons or picking the crop. Bagging the crop, that's my fun. I like to see them sweat. So definitely going to have that Saturday morning, and then you know we're going to
Okay, now we lost you, Dr. Richley.
Okay, you lost me.
Now you're back.
Okay,
yes,
yeah, I'm trying. Saturday morning, and then. A lot of people on Thursday, so we definitely have that fish fry Friday. It was very big last year. And then, of course, we're going to have the dinner on Saturday after y'all work. And have some guest speakers, maybe, some interactive question and answers. People want to know what to do. That's why we don't have time to leave. They want to know what to do and how to do it. So we want to be able to answer some of those questions because it's time to leave. Then, of course, Sunday, we cap it off Sunday with the Footsteps of the Messenger. You know, my wife, she's done a very nice brochure on the stops that we make and the pictures from where the messenger worked at, where he saw the brother hung in Cordell. Then we go all the way from Cordell to Macon. We worked at and eventually got up to Detroit. And then we go
and we're losing you a little bit, Dr. Richley. We're losing you a little bit. You're drifting in and out. You're talking about Deep Step.
Yeah, Deep Step, but I'm gonna close out because I can't control this here. I'm driving.
Right.
Yeah, Deep Step is right outside of Washington. Sandersville, Georgia. Most people say the messenger was born in Sandersville. Well, no, he was born about 20 miles outside of Sandersville, a little place called Deep Step. So we go there. We go to the church where his grandfather taught. And by the way, in Cordell, we go to the church where his father taught. So it's a very the footsteps of the messenger. It's something every Muslim needs to do. You know, you want to walk the trail of Jesus.
Yes.
So anyway, so that's that. But I'm gonna just close out and listen right now because I'm traveling.
Is it possible I could ask you one question? You're coming over pretty clear right now. Is it okay if I ask you a question? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that excited me about Founders Day last year was the prospect. We had a lot of discussion and actually some planning around expanding the Founders Day celebration to encompass workshops workshops is that can possibly turn into expositions. Like one of the things we talked about was a skilled trades workshop. Another thing we talked about was a technology workshop. And the potential of us expanding it to where every year on the farm we can bring areas of expertise and show development, show expertise, and show expose youth to different things that can expose them to fields that they may or may not go into. One of the things I was excited about was the skilled trades, because at one time we were hoping to have, and maybe Allah willing, we can get that either this year or the following year. We have brothers that come there with various skills doing demonstrations like welding, soldering, like carpentry, you know, brick masonry. And so in addition to agriculture, it's also a part of the fields, the skilled trades that our people need to build a nation, a community, and a nation. Do you see that being part of a possible part of Founders Day as we go forward?
Well, yeah, if you're going to do it, you know how it works.
Yes, sir. So we can do that.
You got quiet all of a sudden. Did I go to a dead spot?
No.
I heard what you said, and you heard what I said. So yeah, make it happen. I would love that.
All right,
you're working with some youth every Saturday. I would love that.
Okay, on that note, I'm going to appeal to our listeners. I'm going to say, look, my wife and I had a real good time last Founders Day because I was her assistant. We made a couple of children's toys that they were more than just toys. They were handheld two-man mazes.
Right.
If you recall, when you were a child, you had these little things. We had the ball, and you had to, you know, in your palm of your hand, you had to position the ball to go through the maze to drop in the hole. But anyway, we made a large-scale one out of plywood. And she painted it up, she cut it up, she drilled it out, and I just helped her with, you know, some of the stuff, but she did most of it, and here was her design. And, I mean, when people weren't listening to the lectures and when there was downtime, even during it, some people went outside, they were playing with this thing. And we had two of them, and they stayed busy all the time. So, you know, I'm saying that to say that it's an opportunity for us. You know, the white man has his festivals. He has this kind of festival. He has that kind of festival. You know, I like going to the Maker Festival, you know. And so we go to have these festivals, and people show their skills, their creativity, and it's a place to go for you can broaden your knowledge about things. Well, we need that as black people. We need these places.
Well,
we need to be able to go. Yes, sir.
What I would like to see now, you know, You talked about what you and Sister Majida did with that game, and it was quite fascinating. What we need is with some type of invention that we can manufacture and sell all over the world. So we can start that process off by, as you said, having people to present some of their ideas. So maybe this could be a way to test market or to test some of their ideas. Now, we don't want you to bring in nothing that's going to explode. Okay, don't want no dangerous stuff. But if you have come up with something, a new gadget, a new idea, a new game that you can demonstrate to the people, and then the people can say, hey, look, that's a good idea. Let's see how we can help you develop that into a product to market, because in the end, build a community. Detroit was built because of the auto industry and the Ford and the Model T, and then the other offshoots came from that, but it was all about the automobile industry. So if we are talking about separation, we're going to have some products, some everyday products to survive, like food, clothing, and shelter. But then if we are going to do more than survive, if we are going to, in fact, have a high level of consumption. In other words, if you're to buy some things, you're going to have to be able to make some money, bring some money in. That means that you're going to have something that you can sell to make a profit. So there are so many different gadgets. I mean, and that's coming out. And a lot of them is cute, but a lot of them is just, you know, worthless. Suppose that we would come up with something, some gadget, some idea even, some software package, some anything, that would catch fire. Then that would be the basis for a community, for people to work in those industries or the factories or whatever it is that we come up with that can produce a product. So I think that would be a calling for people who have ideas, who have products that they've invented or working on. They have a prototype. They want to demonstrate to get feedback as to whether they, now we're not a shark tank. We can't guarantee you no money right now. But we may be able to give you some type of backing in terms of ideas and point you towards somebody who can maybe, you know, finance it. But yeah, that would be a great idea. So yeah, Brother Carlton. Make it happen.
Well, hey, what I'll do, Dr. Vichy, is I'm going to go to the hat store and see if I can get another Ministry of Agriculture hat and see if I can pull something out of it for this July. So, but still, once again,
okay.
I know there's some listeners out there who are intrigued about this conversation, where we're going. Dr. Vichy referred to some of the boys I was working with. Before I did home repair, I had 24 years in the IT, information technology industry, working with computers. So I'm an advocate for black people teaching what they know to youth, whether it's computer skills, whether it's skilled trades, whether it's teaching. Doesn't matter. If you're an older brother and sister and you got a skill and it's something that you can, and youth need it, then we should be making it available to youth, whether it's in your living room or in a school, in your mosque, the way it should be. So what I would like to do is that I would like to eventually get enough boys in this area to start to get the skills so that as they get creative, that's young people. They're the ones that think of the new trends and the new gadgets. I'm giving them the tools to make their creative dreams and creative thoughts be able to actually build something with it, software and hardware. So brothers
and sisters, you think any of your people will be ready by July with some type of demonstration?
Well, if I would be able to run a workshop if I didn't have any other responsibilities for Founders Day.
Well,
I, you know, last time I was away from the farm.
If you tell me you're busy, you got a job to do, brother, we will let somebody else wear some of those hats. But if you don't tell me,
okay,
I'd
love to do that.
Yeah,
I'd love to do that.
Okay, well,
I'd love to do.
Okay, we'll find somebody else to take your place to be a
gopher. Okay, yes, sir. I would love to put together that workshop, and we can go ahead and market that. I'll get my boys in there. I'll bring my stuff. I will actually reach out to some of these skilled trade brothers because they were excited about doing that last year. There were some distractions last year, if you recall. You know, there were some distractions. But I'm going to try to get the brothers to come out and see if we can do this. Because one of the things we talked about, it was talk, but there was energy generated. You know, as we do Founders Day, as we do workshops like this, black people need to have their own expos. You know, Nation of Islam needs to host expos. Just like white folks have expos and they have gun expos and they have agriculture expos, black people need to have expos of every kind. And
let's think on that. Now, why do white people have expos?
To sell.
There you go. You see, when we ain't everybody's just working a job, there's nothing for us to sell. We're not producing anything to sell. That's why we don't have these expos.
Okay.
We have to change the mindset. So maybe we can begin a process with these show and tell type of thing you're talking about doing at Founders Day. Maybe we can start this off to get it going, because, you know, we're not going to develop communities going forward without something to that we can produce to sell to others. Because that's the economy. That's life. You produce and you sell. But if you're not producing and selling anything, then you're just a consumer that's working to consume. You're not really creating anything. So now if we're going to be God and we're going to have a nation of quote-unquote God, then we should start creating something. So I think this is a great start. Right here at Founders Day 2019 at Muhammad Farms, the beginning of Wakanda.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, you may be thinking of something, Doc. So basically, in our past discussions on building community, we've talked about one of the reasons why we have to build a community is so that our people see that black people can actually build a separate community. So, and now, so by the same token, one of the reasons why we have to produce something is to show that we can actually produce things that we need, that we consume, and also things that we want for ourselves.
The thing is this, Mr. Farrakhan said the new educational paradigm is that students should prepare themselves to produce what people want and need. So we have to start thinking in terms of production so that we can move towards the future. That means that we got to find something that people are going to want and need and going to be willing to pay us a price that we can have money to spend and to develop. Cities and towns developed around industries. We have, like, Dawson, Georgia down here, small town, but what the hub of it is agriculture. In other words, they got the peanut, they got the corn, they got the cotton, and they got the service industries that service the big farms and the products, the trucking companies and the trucking repair companies, all centered around agriculture. So everything starts off with something that you produce and sell. But right now, one thing we've been thinking about for the last 50 years is go to school to get a job. Somebody else is going to be doing the producing and the selling. We're going to be working on somebody else's job, but it's now it is not our responsibility to come up with the ideas for the products and then promote those products and take a risk with our own money so we can get rich. No, we've been dependent on a fat paycheck. So maybe at Muhammad Farms this year we can show a different direction as the direction we're going to go. People say, well, separate. But, yeah, if you separate, you got to think in terms of, I'm not separating just to be away from white folks. I'm separating because I believe that we can come up with a better world with better gadgets, better things that are going to be good and live, and last a long time. But most of the stuff that you buy from this world has built-in obsolescence. By the time you pay for this car in 6 years, the car ain't worth nothing. Plus, you done bought it again by trying to keep it repaired.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to come up with something new. If we come up with something new and good, then we can produce it and sell it. Now, we used to come up with ideas, okay, when we came up out of slavery because we had skills.
Right.
But then
right.
They lynched
patent.
Us. They burned
all
us.
Mm-hmm.
All type of patent. But they wouldn't let us produce it, okay? We had to sell the patent to them and let them produce it. So now they're rich. So now in our own country, we got to come up with the idea and then produce it and control it and sell it. And then if somebody's trying to steal it, we got to smack them upside the head. I mean, that's real. That's how you get rich. You don't get rich by working on somebody's job, because all they're going to do is even one or two might get through, then they start adding up, then they jack the price of everything that you're buying, so you wind up still behind. That's what they do. So
Dr.
Richard,
we just don't see the opportunity that we have as individuals and as a group of people. We just don't see the opportunity that we have to actually going to build industry, build an economy, and be the forerunners of this.
But we used to. We used to. Under segregation, we had to. But these last few years of integration has done this to us. I don't want us to think that our condition is because of slavery. Because if our condition is because of slavery, we cannot change the fact that we were slaves. But when we see our condition is because of a continuous process by which the enemy is playing games with us, and we are falling for tricks one after another. For instance, in the Nation of Islam, the farm that I'm working on now was part of a 4,200-acre farm, and another 200-acre farm was in Dawson. We gave all that up. We had the brother Leroy brought to our attention that we had a grocery store in Detroit. But when Wallace came in, we integrated too. We gave all that up. So it's not that we as a people didn't know how to do it. It's just we made a decision. It was a mistake of giving up on being independent, being business people, and going and putting a suit and tie on and a briefcase, going in corporate America and working, making a little bit of money, and making somebody else rich. That is recent. I don't want us to think that we are handicapped for something that happened to us a long time ago. When we came about of slavery, we built 60 cities. Okay, we bought 16 million acres of land in 45 years. We had all these patents. The real McCoy, that's a black man. His stuff was so good, nobody didn't want it unless it was a real. Is this a real McCoy? They wanted Mr. McCoy stuff. Okay, so we're not handicapped because of slavery. We are handicapped because we got suckered by integration. Separation is to remove ourselves from that trick. So now that we can learn how to think again, instead of just being robots, feeding back to the enemy what he wants to hear so we can keep a job, maybe we can learn to think again because we were thinking at one time and producing at one time. Again, we made the decision after the messenger left to give up on the farm, to give up on our business. We made that decision. So it ain't a situation that we made that decision. So we have to own up to that. Now we got to reverse that decision to integrate into America and now think independently so that we can sell America something, sell the white folks something, sell the Jews something, sell the yellow people something, sell them something so we can get the money. But hell, if you ain't got nothing to sell, then you ain't gonna get no money except what they dish out to you. I'm sorry that I'm preaching tonight, but
no, sir. I'm sure
what you're doing, what you can do, is start this summer with the Founders Day. I think it's a trend that we need to start. You know,
yes, sir.
We have to begin to become creators again. That's what a God does: create something new. You know, something ain't nobody seen before, and then excite people with it and get paid.
It's exciting. I mean, man, the prospect of, you know, you're doing it because you enjoy it. You got a skill, you're good at it, and you're good at it, you like it. You know, it's a shame for us to have that skill and have that trade and have this thing that you enjoy and so-called retire and not share it with anybody. It's in particular share it with some youth, Muslim youth that would take it and start to build communities and economy with it.
Well, you know, it's not just being helpful to them. You're not going to be so stupid as to not get a piece of the action. I mean, you know, you retired, you got a little bit of money, you got some ideas, then you work with some young people, you train them, and y'all come up with something together. They are the young ones that do most of the hard physical work, but you be there as the manager and the director, and you go get paid too, and all y'all gonna put the money in there. So we're not talking about retiring, and says, "Well, I'm just retire, and then I'm gonna give my information to some young people to help them out." No, we're talking about going into business. Okay, we're talking about using your skills that you done picked up from the white man, and the ideas that you never worked on when you was working for the white man because you didn't want to give him your grave. come on down here, let's work together and make that idea real and go back and buy the white man's factory that you was working at. I mean, there's so many things that we have thought about doing, but we put it to the side because we know we couldn't get nothing for it. The white man would steal it, and we're not getting nothing for it. So we just stopped thinking in terms of being creative. But there's stuff that listen, a God, he sees something. You know, he sees something. Look, that's not right. No, that could be done better. Why don't somebody come up with, well, hell, that's what we got to do. You got to be the one to come up with. Why don't somebody come up with, that's what we got to do. We got to come up with something. If we come up with something, then we can be the gods of the planet once again. I mean, we talking about creator gods. I mean, you talking about, we live in a spook world, but we believe that the plants and the animals that are on the earth, these were invented by the black man long time ago, but it was invented by the black man. Okay? It just didn't pop up out of nowhere. It was invented by the black man. And so now we have to invent again because now the white man, he's trying to invent something to get around what we invented. Pulled up my Facebook page about this meat. Israel is producing steaks. They get ready to put it on the market. That's made in a laboratory. Not from an animal, but for some stuff that they done made up. They call it clean meat or cultured meat. These people are replacing what God created, what we created as a people. Now, they're going to eliminate the need for God's creation. Why would they think we do it? Because they want to kill every damn body who believes in God. They want to kill everybody and go on the ground and eat their manufactured food and hope and then kill everybody else on the planet and then come back and take over. Because the way things are set up, the black man is going to dominate. The black man and the black woman will dominate in this creation. So he has to destroy it, come up with an artificial creation that he can dominate in and then get rid of us. Okay? So we're going to now have to take our activity to outwit, outsmart his creativity. Because he thinks he's God now. I got to get him more credit. He producing this steak. Looks like a steak, tastes like a steak when you cook it, but it ain't come from no animal. So, you know, he good, damn good. So what we going to do, let him win? So you going to eat some artificial crap made by Satan? Oh, you going to do that? Are you going to accept that? Come on now. If you accept that, I'm just throwing up right here on the phone. You going to accept
well, you might eating miss, something it's going to be people, look, people, hey. People, not just black people, but you know, poor working people are to the point where if it's cheap and it tastes good, I'm buying it. But let me take a break, Dr. Ridgely. So we've got 20 minutes left in the show, brothers and sisters. It's the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show where we discuss all things about separating into our own communities or controlling the community where we live. And we started talking off with Muhammad Farms Founders Day and the potential of Founders Day, especially in light of what we're trying to do and to build our own communities. It represents an opportunity for us to showcase and not only showcase but to focus on our building our own economy, our own industry. And if you think this conversation is interesting, you think we're missing a vital point, you disagree with it, please push the 1 on your phone, and you will be one of the first ones to get into the conversation. Yes, sir. You were saying, Dr. Ridgely? Uh-oh, we lost our brother. Okay, well, praise be to Allah. We're blessed that we got that much from him because he did say he was traveling. And I'm sure, let's see, we got a caller. Here he is. Okay, you back, Dr. Ridgely?
No, this is Sister Ann.
Oh, no, this is the other Muhammad Farms. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Ann.
Wa alaykum salam. Yes, he's probably traveling and going through some bad spaces. But
yes, ma'am. Were you able to get into that conversation?
Yes, I did.
Any comments?
Well, the only comment I would have is that once we accept the artificial meat and other artificial products that the white man is coming up with, then, you know, we will suffer the same as they suffer, as the people who are, you know, bringing this stuff to us. And then you have to ask yourself, are they going to be eating it? Are they mm-hmm. themselves going to eat this? And I would beg to say no, because, mm-hmm. you know, they're trying to find a cheaper way of feeding the people. You know, the agriculture sector of this country is suffering now with all of the bad weather going around. They see it mm-hmm. suffering, and they're talking about clean meat. I mentioned to my husband, I said, well, you know, what are they going to do with all the animals if they come up with clean meat? And his thing was, you know, they're not going to be producing as many animals. So, you know, it's frightening to think about, but it is a reality that they are trying to do this, and they will do it, and we just have to be on our P's and Q's. And I would say that we can, right now, you know, I'm looking at producing, and I have been doing this for some time, producing a meat patty. But my meat patty is going to be from the leftovers from wheat, milling our wheat. There's a leftover product, and other products will be added to it, and you'll have a meat patty. So what these people are trying to do is come up with something totally different, I would assume, and just create it in a laboratory independent of any food that is presently on the market. For instance, you can take a burger, and there are already other meats on the market that people can use. For instance, right now there are sausages made from chicken. They're doing a lot of things with chicken now. I see a lot of stuff being made from potatoes and everything. So why is such a need for an artificial meat?
That's a good question.
And I would
say, we got a caller. Is it okay if I bring that caller on?
Yes.
Caller with the last four digits, 7359. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Slim Lake. My name is Adela Mohammed, and I am from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'd like to speak to that artificial meat thing. When I was still in school, my science teacher, professor, they were already on this years and years ago. But the one thing about it is that this will not be nourishing the natural body. So our bodies will not be being nourished by this form of food, just the same as a GMO, because that's pretty much what it is, a genetically modified organism. So if your body, your natural self has to be nourished by natural food, and our food comes from the soil, and the soil has the nutrients in it to feed our body. So we won't be nourished. So, of course, the population will die off, which is what they're what they want to do anyway. There was something on Facebook where there was a lady talking about people are having too many babies. They feel like, first of all, that there's too many people on the planet. They're not living comfortably enough. So we have to think about that as well. They're set on killing off the population. That's the bottom line. And I agree with Sister Ann. No, they will not be eating the same as what they're producing, because they know this for a fact, that the natural body needs natural nutrients from the earth. So we need to be cognizant of what we eat at all times. Our body actually survives off of protein, the proteins and the sugars, the natural protein for energy and the sugar for energy, the natural sugars for energy. So, no, they have no intention of eating, I can promise you. It wouldn't make sense for them to kill themselves as well.
Right.
But they have no intention of eating what they're producing for the population at large. And thank you. That's pretty much all I had to say.
Oh, that was a mouthful.
Well, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. You know, when she says they, we got to be very clear. Not all white folks and Jews are they.
Okay.
Okay. The they is only the 1% of the 1%. The rest of the dumb whiteys gonna be eating this stuff, and you gonna be following them. Yes, they're gonna kill off a bunch of white people, so that you will follow them. So it's gonna be a lot of people who you think are rich, but hell, they ain't. These, again, you know, people, and then again, there is the elite. And it's only the 1% of the 1%. Now we have had, the minister has brought to us information about their plan, the Kissinger document, okay, where they told you they're getting ready to eliminate people. So then how do you think they were going to do that? So now as we see it being unfolded, it's like some people like a surprise. What are they doing? Don't they realize? What do you mean, what are they doing? The minister told you what they're doing. They want to eliminate people by the billions. And the best way to do it is poison. And the best way to do it is through food. And the best way to do it is to make you think that you're doing the right thing. Because you're not going to just eat poison and die. Okay? You're going to be eating what you think is good for you. And that's going to kill you slowly. And it's not going to be traced to what you ate. And then everybody's going to be eating and getting sick, like they're doing now. So you think, well, they dying too. So what? They're not the elite. You know, we say the 10%. Well, that the 10% ain't the elite. You got the 1% of the 10%. So we have to understand that this is the end of their time. And they don't care. They don't care if they kill everybody, as long as they two cells can be stored in a test tube underground. And then it'd be germinated 1,000 years from now, once the planet is cooled off. They don't care. They're trying to be God, y'all. They know who God is. They're trying to be God. They know that 6,000 years is over. So they want to take everybody to hell with them, except all of them ain't going there. That's their plan. They got a hideout. They got cities inside of Switzerland, underground, yes, in the mountains.
Dr. Richard, we got a caller. Can I bring him on?
Sure.
Caller with the last four digits, 7769. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Lord Muhammad St. Louis. I come later. How you doing? Yeah, I was looking to what you were saying. Yeah, that's why happened. A lot of people put all their kip in their chicken, make a chicken so big and all kind of stuff, and they don't understand, you know. And when I eat some of that stuff before, it makes me sick. That means your body lets you know it's not good for you. Because a lot of people, that's why a lot of people don't pay no attention. But that means a lot in you tell you stuff. It's not good for you. And that's why a lot of people don't pay no attention.
They're
not paying attention a lot. That's right. Everybody got to pay attention. And some people don't want to give up. And some people do, and some people don't. We do need to separate our food. We need to separate our own land, everything. Because we can have better food, go home, everything. That's what we need. You ain't got to worry about that. You can live long as you can. As long as
that's
you eat
right.
The right stuff with food, you ain't going to live long. That's why they make money, keep running back and forth to the hospital. That's how they do.
That's right.
That's what happens. You got to pay attention. If that food ain't no good, pay attention a lot. Allah will let you know. Eat the best in the world.
That's true.
That's right,
sister. Thank you so much, because what do? Then we go get some medicine, right?
That's right.
We eat something. Then it makes us feel bad. Then we go to the doctor and they give you a pill to overcome. But then food, don't eat that no more.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, long time ago when I was a little girl, like 12, 13, 14, and I cooked some pork sauce. You know how black people do, sauce and eggs and bits. That's why we grew up with it. You know how they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate some sauce. I feel so bad, man. And then I do it again. I'll quit the motor the next day. Ooh, I feel bad. That means I didn't get up and go to no doctor. You folks can leave that fool alone.
Right.
You feel bad. They don't know what they feel bad means. They go to the doctor and doctor, what's your problem? They go, all they do is give you some pills.
That's
not
true.
Gonna tell you nothing.
That's true.
Yes, right. I'm 66. I'll be 66 next month. I look like I'm 20. I don't eat all that stuff. That stuff ain't no good. Your body will let you know.
Yes, it will.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Well,
Sister Dolores, have you been listening to our show for long?
You say something to me?
Yes, ma'am. Sister Dolores, have you been listening to our show on a regular basis?
They're talking about you on the phone every Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am. Praise you.
I don't mean a whole. I got an understanding problem. That's me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we love what you had to share with us, and we love you to call in and share it on a regular basis because we need that. You know, you got that rhythm.
I love it.
So please call in and share. Yes, ma'am.
That's right. I try to help people. Like people need Allison. You know, people have all kind of problems, different problems. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know Allah's name. I don't know God's name, but Allah's already in you. You're bad.
Right.
Everything you're born. And we just don't know. That's all. You got to learn how to pay attention. You got to learn how to take care of yourself. I didn't ever get up and go to no doctor. I'm not getting no pills. It's when I take some pills, it make me sick in the stomach. I leave that stuff alone. Stay away from them. They don't want to make all the money off of them.
Yes.
That's right. That's why that's what they want us. That's what Allah wants to step away. You open up your own soul, your home, everything. You ain't got to worry about them. They don't care about us.
That's true.
Well, thank you, Sister Dolores, because Dolores been listening to us, but she found something that was interesting that she could add to. So I know Brother Carlson sometimes he said, there's people listening, but they're not saying nothing. Well, they're listening.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
They're listening. And when they have something that they feel like they can add, then they'll do it. So thank you very much, Sister Dolores. Really, really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I thank a lot for you for that thing. I ain't buying no beans at Snook. I bought me some beans from you every 6 months, whatever come up. I thank a lot. I got me some beans, Nessie bean, black bean. I got all this stuff for you. That's better for me. Yes, you are.
Well, thank you. And that reminds me, we got to promote. We are in the middle of Staple Goods 17.
Right.
We started the ordering process on this past Sunday. So if you would go to NLIMOA.com and hit that button on the order button, then you will see the list of cities where we have coordinators,
right.
And you'll contact the one that's closest to you. if it's not in your city, but the one closest to you. But
right.
you will have to go to that city to get your product. We did
That's
have
right.
online ordering, but what happened was people would order online but not contact the person who is the coordinator for that city and then expect the people to bring them the food to their city. Mm. Okay, so let's say that you live in St. Louis, but the coordinator is in East St. Louis. Well, the
right.
person comes to East St. Louis, and you got to go to East St. Louis to pick it up. It ain't gonna be shipped.
Right,
to
I remember that.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Remember that, right? So everybody, go to NOIMOA.com, hit that order button, find the nearest person to you. And you email that person and let them know you want to order, place an order, and then they'll give you the further instructions. The reason we only do it every 3 or 4 months is because we order in bulk, but we got to send the money when we order. Therefore, we have to get the money from our customers up front because we don't
right.
have a lot of money. So the customers
That's
pay
right.
for it up front. Then we collect all the money to, so that we can buy the stuff in wholesale and also so we can process it here at the farm with our cream of whole wheat, the muffin mix, and the flour,
right.
two types of flour. So then we have to make all that stuff up, and then we ship it out to the cities, and then it spread out like that. It takes a little time.
That's right. That's right.
But
I'm going to keep on buying.
No, we appreciate it.
Praise be to Allah.
Right. Well,
we really do
I'll
appreciate
say,
it. Thank you so much.
That's right. You're right.
All right. Thank you very much, sister. So we're going to start to wind down. We're down to the last 2 minutes, the last
okay.
2 minutes of the time to leave Blog Talk Radio Show. And Sister Ann, Dr. Ridgely, do you have any closing comments?
The main thing is go to NOIMOA.com
mm-hmm.
and order your staple goods products. Get your flour, get your
cream
of wheat, get your muffin mix, get your navy beans, get your red beans, get your brown, your raw sugar, get your honey, get your coffee, get your seasoning, get your bean soup. Oh, man, we got it going on for you.
Yeah, I tell you, Dr. Richard, I was attracted to the staple goods program because we're actually practicing pooling our resources and building a purchasing base. You know, the potential
right.
for this is so big, you know, in terms of, you know, building
right.
communities and networks across the country. You know, and the way we got it set up is so beautiful. So if you haven't purchased, listeners, if you have not got your order for order anything from Staple Goods, please take this opportunity to contact the coordinator. And if you have trouble contacting coordinator, contact us on the website. If you go to the website, Nation of Islam,
NOIMOA.com.
And then in the menu items, there's a contact. So go ahead and hit that contact and say, hey, I tried to contact this person, but they're not getting back with me. Well, we'll help you out. So if there's no other comments, we're going to go ahead and close our show. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for tuning in again. Thank you, Dr. Reggie, Sister Yen, for continuing to make the show what it is. And we look forward to hearing you all again next week, Allah willing. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Won't you let me, won't you help me, won't you help me understand you? Make me
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed,
uh-huh.
down and out, losing ground.
Yeah.
Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic.
Mm.
Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go
uh-huh.
to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone.
Alone.
I never at once felt so alone.
Alone.
I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel,
uh-huh.
not just my spare tire.
Oh.
But Lord, I ask you to be my force and truth.
my ears are so young. Go back to when you came. My family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. Why my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth and he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty.